Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend, Kevin Werbach. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for all this mayhem. Kevin Werbach is professor of legal studies and business ethics at Wharton School of Business. He's the author of a new book called The Blockchain and the New Architecture of Trust, folks. I encourage you to get the book. It's in plain English. Even I can understand it, so I know you can. Kevin, I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Is there a website for it?
TrustTheBlockchain.net.
All right, TrustTheBlockchain.net. Folks, check it out, and you'll learn more about it there. Kevin, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. Let's talk about where you've given us a good tour on where we've been, why we are where we are, why we need something like blockchain, a technology. One of the things that I think needs to be said again, I think you agree with me, going forward into the digital age, whatever ethics we require, will have to be mounted on a piece of technology, because analog ethics just doesn't move fast enough. What do you think about that?
Well, the principles are the same. I mean, you go back thousands of years to basic principles of ethics, but
not going
to
change that. Not going to change
the world is a challenge.
Right. But making it move. Our ethics have to move at the same speed as the leverage, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, we have to understand how they manifest themselves. So it's like I can teach my students basic. You know, there's this classic trolley problem about how you decide an ethical problem, then you say, okay, apply that to a self-driving car. And it feels very different when you're talking about where you're sitting in this, Tesla, and, it's got to decide which path to take. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we need to understand that we're in this world, we're not seeing the other people, we're in this distributed global platform with this very advanced technology, but we still have to ask ourselves, what are we trying to do here? What's important? And how do these structures need to be shaped in a way that they produce outcomes that are beneficial for humanity? Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of what's gotten lost in the technology world. Everyone is focused on making these incredible, shiny new platforms and figures, well, the rest will work out, and it doesn't. And that's, again, what the legal system and the regulatory system, when they're effective, do really well, is say, let's get everyone into the conversation. Let's figure out, what are the things that need to be assured? How do we actually create trust where if you provide your money in a cryptocurrency, you've got enough confidence that that is a viable system and it's not going to be abused? So
when you think about the future, right now blockchain is a little bit like social media was or websites were in the late 90s and social media was in 08. It's kind of a craze. People are going nuts with it. But in 10 years, let's say, 5 to 10 years, when things settle down and we realize that blockchain is just a very important tool, a very important resource that we use, how do you think it will be part of our lives, say, 5 to 10 years?
Well, it's going to disappear. That's the thing. You're not going to notice it. Right now we are so early that you still need to think about what are the different crypto, thousands of these cryptocurrencies? How do I get a cryptocurrency wallet?
Right.
How do I download it? Am I using, this particular blockchain platform for my enterprise transactions? Or
we use blockchain. We use blockchain for so many more things than cryptocurrency, though, right?
Oh yeah, no. It's just like the internet. It will be this kind of substrate. It'll be what actually manages behind the scenes how people come together, and there will be an identity structure, what's called self-sovereign identity, where you'll control your own identity. Right now, you don't control your identity. You've got centralized records held by private actors or the government. You'll control it, and that will all interact. And the technology is amazingly powerful, that it allows you to share information. So you need to do a lookup and say, is someone's annual income above $100,000? You can do that with this technology without getting all their personal data.
In terms of a disruptive,
what their salary is, you just pull it out.
In terms of a disruptive technology, Would you agree with me that blockchain will be bigger and more disruptive, and I don't mean in a negative way necessarily, bigger and more disruptive than the internet was?
It's potentially of the same scale. Blockchain depends on internet technology. It's the first thing since the rise of the internet that could affect every person and pretty much every business on earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to get you back again real soon. You got so much more to teach us, Kevin. I've enjoyed having you on the show today. I hope you'll come back.
No, thanks a lot, Jim. This has been fun for me, too, and I hope your listeners enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know they did. Kevin Werbach, ladies and gentlemen, he's a professor at Wharton School of Business, the author of The Blockchain and the New Architecture of Trust. Kevin, I need that website quickly one more time.
TrustTheBlockchain.net. You can also find me on Twitter at KWERB, K-W-E-R-B.
All right. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.